Hello, Leo.
Hi, Arlen. Good morning.
Good evening. We're back for another episode of the Airtime Podcast. And this week we have a lot of news for the Woo community. First up, we were just chatting. You said that you've been busy this last week testing both the 3.0 and the 4.0. And I'm curious, who have you been testing with and what have you guys learned?
Well, we've been testing with Timo, who I've announced as the most active kiter on Woo. To which then Ironman Bouchard reached out to us on social media and said, hey, he's not the most active kiter on Woo, and he's right. Dan collected more total height this year than Timo thus far, so that's true. That triggered me to look at the all days kited leaderboard for 2023, and that reminded me once again how amazing some of the people on there are. There's two people by now that have over 140 days kited, and I had to look it up, but we don't even have 200 days in this year so far.
Wow.
But yes, Timo is one of our most active kiters out there, and I think he leads in certainly in a couple of categories. And he's been testing 4.0 and 3.0 together, same thing that we've been doing. And we have some, really good results and news from 3.0. The issue that we had, we talked about in the last podcast as well, about certain sessions being cut short because the Woo stops recording jumps at one point. We identified it, we found it, and it seems like we solved it.
Awesome.
So we've distributed a beta firmware to everyone who signed up to the beta program. That's been going well. We've had a very windy weekend in the Woo community with lots of sessions, so feedback is good. So I think we're good to release a new firmware this week that will also include a fix slash improvement for the Apple Watch connection. So it's a double whammy. For one, it's a bug fix, and for two, it improves connectivity with the Apple Watch smartwatch.
That's great. So anyone that has a Woo 3.0, look out for a firmware update this week, especially if you're an Apple Watch user. Next up on our list, we have a update on the 4.0. So for everyone that pre-ordered a Woo 4.0, you know that we've been working on getting those out to you. The most critical thing right now is that the device passes all of its internal tests. And one of those tests was riding for hours on end with Timo this last couple weeks. And the ultimate test with any of these kiteboarding products, whether it's kites or electronics, is actually using them for their intended purpose. And we learned something about the batteries that we had supplied for the 4.0 that we're now trying to improve. So you want to give people kind of a quick update on where they're at right now with the assembly of the 4.0 and what that means for people getting their device?
Yeah, I mean, that's for me personally a very frustrating topic to talk about because we really, really wanted to get the 4.0s out the door as soon as possible, ideally in July. And as it seems right now, we can't meet this target. What we found is that the batteries have not an issue, but they're not up to the standard that we expected to be. And there is a chance that if we use the current batch of batteries that was ready to be assembled and ready to be shipped out with those units, will cause some issues down the road. So we did what we believe is the right thing to do, pulled the brakes and said, stop. We need to find a solution to this problem. And we're working with our supplier to find another battery. We identified another battery that is, look at the specifications, a much better battery. It has much better kind of numbers throughout the board as you look at how it's been tested and how rigorously it's been abused from the battery manufacturer before it's released as a product. It's also considerably more expensive for us. Again, it's frustrating for us to cause this delay, but we really, really feel like it's the right thing to do. We want nothing but the best in 4.0. We want this product to last as long as possible for our users. And so this, we feel, is the right thing to do. Again, we have 4.0s that we're using right now. We know how cool they are. We know how fun they are to use. Timo is logging 11, 12-hour sessions on them right now. So they really have like a lot to show for, and the precision that we see with them, meaning if you compare multiple devices in the jump readings and jump measurements you get, is insanely good. So we're really, really, really eager and excited to get them out to people. But right now, that's a blocking gate. Again, we're working with our supplier. Current schedule looks like that we can start shipping at the end of August. So that puts us a month out from where we originally wanted to be, month and a half. In the end of the day, the right thing to do, you'll get a better product, you'll get a more expensive product, not for you, but for us. So that's a good thing.
Right.
And we feel really, really good about this new battery that we found, that we sourced. But of course, the timing crunch that we are in right now is that some things we need to be recertified. Batteries and consumer electronics need to be certified as part of the product. They need to be certified as individual batteries. So those are the motions that we're going through right now. And this is also what's causing the delay. So in summary, first 4.0 units shipping towards the end of August. Apologies from our side. I personally am frustrated. I'm responsible for this project at WU. So it's something that was a hard decision, even for me personally, to make. But we feel like we're doing absolutely the right thing. And ultimately giving our users a much better product in the long run. For that, we have to kind of bite the bullet and deal with a short-term delay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's best to catch these things before they go out the door. That means we don't have to recall anything. We give you guys the best product and gives you a few more weeks to get those jumps dialed in before the 4.0 shows up, and you'll know for sure just how big you're going.
Right. And speaking of jumps, I think we've had a new record. You sent me a note the other day. We have a new record in Maui, right?
Yeah, we had a female highest jump coming from Hazina Beckert. It was her 150th session on WU. And she was riding at Kanaha Park, which is a popular spot in Maui. She jumped 17.4 meters on a 7-meter XR7 kite. And that was the highest female jump we've seen in Hawaii to date on WU.
Wow. Congratulations.
A lot of persistence. 150th session. I was very impressed with her string of just commitment to jumping high. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing to see. So we have that. We have Timo logging his usual amount of sessions and particularly magnitude of sessions of, 10, 11 hours again. And we had a windy weekend here in Middle Europe. So I think it's been a great last week. Yeah.
Did you let Timo use his own WU when he was testing so that he could post public sessions as well?
Yes, of course. He would not ever allow me to do this. Even though he climbed the ranks as WU CTO, as in chief testing officer, fairly quickly. But no, he will definitely always use his personal WU. And of course, besides that, he may be getting some weird looks from the people around him, because I think he by now has, I don't know, about 8 3.0s on his board in every session, and then another 4 4.0s that he's testing for us. So he's decked out.
Yeah. It's good that they're light so that you can have that many on there and not be bothered.
Right.
One last item on our list. We have an update on the Instinct 2 watch, which is a Garmin watch. What was the topic there, Leo?
The topic was that Garmin had released a firmware update for the Instinct 2 watches, and that had broken the Bluetooth connection to the WU device. We filed a complaint. You can kind of file a bug report with Garmin. They replied and they reacted and released a new beta firmware. So I don't think it's available to the public just yet, but if you signed up for the beta firmware program with Garmin, you will have access to this new firmware, and that solves the connection issue to your WU 3.0 device, and of course also subsequently to WU 4.0. So it's really good news, because I think lots of users have and enjoy the Instinct 2. It's a nice kind of mid-market watch, particularly made for surfers in many ways. And we were frustrated to see that there was an issue that prevented our users from using it. There's nothing we could do, because it was a Garmin firmware issue, but they reacted quickly, they fixed it. So that's great to hear, and we're excited to let everyone know, particularly those who do have an Instinct 2. And of course, if you get the opportunity to test the new beta firmware update from Garmin, please let us know how it goes so we can feed that back to Garmin as well. But again, from all we've heard thus far, seems like the issue is fixed.
That's great. I'm an Instinct 2 user myself, and I really enjoy that watch. So that's good to know that it'll be back up and running.
All right.
So in conclusion, the big news this week is that 3.0 has a new firmware. Look out for that this week. WU 4.0 will be shipping the end of August, and we'll send you more updates for those that pre-ordered so that you're in the know about when that's going to arrive. Next week, we will talk about Woo Worlds, which is coming up in the fall. We have some exciting news to share on that front. It involves the 4.0. It involves the partners that have helped us run that event. And now that we've kind of put a few other things behind us, we're excited to get that event going. So tune in next week. Talk to you soon, Leo.
Tune in next week. Thank you very much. And talk to you soon, Arlen.